It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, something we love doing on the show is dad jokes.
We love a dad joke.
But sometimes they kind of slip into insults.
Yeah.
I just uploaded a video on the Jimmy Nath Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
Sure.
About Leanne, who we were trying to chat to there about the...
Yeah, we tried to get Leanne on. Maybe we should get her back on the phone. Try to get her on about a group chat. She couldn't leave. But then I talked to executive producer, Bruiser, outside. Apparently, she was buying a lotto ticket.
Got to be in it to win it.
I've got to gamble responsibly.
And yeah, you can hit the Instagram at Jimmy Nath. And she had a go at Nath. Mm. She said, basically, what is Nathan heating up your food at 3 a.m. in the morning in a microwave have in common? I won't tell you what it is. You can go to the Instagram.
I actually don't remember what it was. I knew it hurt.
It's the most disappointing minute and a half.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. True, though. True. She's also...
It's not that long, really, is
no,
it?
No, it's a marathon.
I'm out of breath. You were sweaty after walking 7 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Was walking.
Yeah, well, you made me do the stairs.
Yeah, stairs are good for you, mate. So, look, what I want to do, Australia, 131060, call us up and insult us. Without swearing.
Yeah, insults without swearing.
Insults without swearing, but also comebacks.
Yep.
Because I think two things are very Australian. One's an insult. You're having a crack at someone, having a go at someone.
This couldn't be more Aussie.
Yeah. But also just comebacks.
Yeah.
Little nicknames. Things like, we had one I really loved last week was a lady called and said that her dad had gotten in trouble at work because he was calling about bloke foreskin.
Yeah.
Because when work gets, when it gets hard, he disappears.
When work gets hard, he disappears.
Stuff like that.
Which we've used 5 times since.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. You're helping us because we love using this stuff.
Yeah. And like we love sharing on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. So look, insult us or just insults you've heard.
Yep.
Or even comebacks and that sort of stuff.
Well,
nicknames for people.
You can direct these at us if you want. You can direct them at somebody in particular. Whatever it is, the best way to bring out that insult, 131060. We want insults without swearing, comebacks without swearing, 131060. If you give us a call as well, best one's going to score themselves $100 to spend at 6th Avenue. And also, we'll pay for your dinner, $50 at Red Rooster.
I've got a few here if I can, Nath.
Excellent. Please do.
Hey, Nath.
Yeah.
You're like Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of letting your hair down, you let everyone down around you.
Oh, you started that like it was a pickup line. Okay. And I was like, this is nice. Hey, I've just noticed my
hair.
Okay,
right.
You've got to address me like it's an insult.
Hey, Nath.
No, this is Dave. You're trying to pick me up.
You're not a prick.
Okay.
You're the whole cactus.
Oh, so I'm several bricks. Jeez.
Yeah. Hey, Nath.
Yeah.
You should use glue.
Why?
Instead of chapstick.
Why?
You'd shut that.
Jeremy, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How are we?
Good. Welcome mate. To Insults and Comebacks Without Swearing. What do you got for us?
I've got an insult. Every workplace I reckon's got a lantern not very bright and has to be carried.
Oh, so good. Jeremy, the few in your workplace, a few lanterns?
I've had a few, yeah, mate.
Yeah, a few lanterns. But don't
not very bright, has to be carried.
I love that.
Sensational stuff. This is what I love. Tracy, hello.
Hello.
Tracy, you got a comeback for us that we can use, a comeback without swearing.
Yes.
Go
I've
away.
Been called worse things by better men.
Oh, I like that. I've been called worse things by better men.
Worse things by better men.
You do it. That's good, Tracy. Tracy, have you used that often?
Occasionally.
Yeah. 4 times today, probably. I'm going to use that.
I've never found a good man, though.
No, that's true. Worse things by worse men. Jason, hello.
How are you?
Good, mate. You got an insult without swearing?
Yeah, sure have.
Go ahead.
You look like you've been drawn with my left hand.
I mean, people got to know you're right-handed.
I mean, Jason's a beautiful left-handed drawer. So it's actually, it's a compliment without swearing.
We're just really, we're really hot.
Left-handed Picasso.
Yeah.
Barb. Hello, Barb.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Welcome to, actually, I'm a bit down because we're doing insults without swearing, so.
I think we're going to get another word for, like, the nicknames. I love the, like, the insult nicknames.
Yeah, insult nicknames.
Foreskin
it's like
Len.
It's like a, what'd you call me? It's a
you big foreskin Len. Like,
stop combining insults. It's like a subcategory of insults, if only we had a way to collate them all. Barb, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your insult without swearing?
Okay. If I had a dog with a face like yours, I'd shave its butt and teach it to walk backwards.
It is detailed and you broke it down to make sure we understood every factor.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.